Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Yo, 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 about time.
Hey, niggas gonna get the yo out, but we gonna say that about time. Yeah, about time. Damn,
about time, y'all. Y'all like 2 weeks late.
Right, straight up. Well, yo, Bri, if Bri don't hop on there like she just wasn't in that text.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, Gustavo?
Man, I'm just cooking up right now. I'm about to put this rice on so that I got something to eat when we get on the podcast.
All right, I just made some Alfredo.
Yeah, I was about to say, what you was making?
Alfredo. Brisky.
Hey. Brisky.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Odie Bri?
Bri Liddy.
Hey, yep. Got the Tito's in the cup.
Hey, I definitely. Oh, no, I ain't got no Tito's. I got some Casamigos, but I ain't even drinking it.
No, you just letting it, babysitting it.
Yo, what you doing Thursday, Bri?
What time?
Oh, on a late night tip.
This is not the chat line, Gustavo. This is not the chat line. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Nah, Chi-Chi having a dope, Chi-Chi having a show at the same spot. And it's going to be lit. So I was going to film. If you want to come through, you come with me. That's the only way you're going to get in free for real. Or half
look
price.
Look, yo, always trying to take you on a date, bro. You might as well go
Nah.
You might as well go in and do your thing, bro.
You had so many people coming up to me at the show like, who that with you, yo?
I know.
Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, yo, it's my homegirl.
They were like, yo, she mad friendly.
Yo, that's, I ain't gonna lie. That's all they kept saying. Like, yo, she mad friendly, yo. Yo, you had niggas angry, yo.
Why you say I had them angry?
One nigga came to me like, yo, why she playing games, yo?
Who? Which one?
Never mind.
He was trying to get you.
I guess so. And Bri must have hit him with the, like, I don't know.
I'm good.
I'm straight, Slim.
You know, I be there for conversation. You feel me?
Yeah, I told him that. I was like, yo, she just having fun. Yo, she just chilling, bro.
We got to start off. Congratulations on a good show, Gustavo.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It was good to see you in that light, too. Like, in that, like, you know, managing the room type of life. Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Best of both worlds. That's what I was saying. Is people, at least you got a, you actually get a lot of insight to, you seen Ty run it. You seen me run it in different rooms with this. So you really got a lot more insight than people may know. So that's dope.
That's why she about to be my assistant manager out here. She about to be my assistant timer. Putting you straight to work.
And you ain't scared to talk to people. I noticed that you ain't scared to approach people and talk to people. And I got a video of you dancing, too.
Hey, for real?
Yeah,
you got to send it to me.
I missed it at the party, yo. How was it at the party?
It was lit. It was lit. Next time, next time, what I think I'm going to start doing is, I'm going to start listening. It's an after party on the flyer. Like, yo, it's an after party. So people can prepare themselves. Like, yo, they want to come through. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but I'm gonna definitely pick a different club because that club was definitely lit, but it was African vibes.
Yeah, it was. After a certain hour, it was but it was cool.
No, it was cool. The owner cool. You know, he good people, but even the African was like, why they not playing no more Nigerian music? And then the black, the only reason why the black, why they started playing hip hop is because the black dude that was at my show, the old dude, yo, said all they want to play is African music. And he went up there and told them to change the songs.
Yo, it definitely was an African man that came up to me like, I want to marry you. I was like, not marry me. Like, yeah. It was giving Coming to America vibes for sure.
Yeah, no, that's what that spot is. That's like a
yeah.
I can't even picture something going down at that spot. Like, it's too many Africans in there for some shit.
I missed all the fun, man. I was trying to be responsible.
Where'd you go? Oh, you went back to baby girl?
Yeah, I went back to with my daughter for real.
You did right.
Yeah, I tried a lot most of my time when I'm here to the fam.
I know. We saw you on your stories cooking dinner. That was cute.
Okay.
You know, little something, little Alfredo, the milk, that milk.
little something, little quick bang, boom. Get him up out of here.
What's up with J.O.? He cool?
I ain't gonna lie. I spoke to J.O. earlier. He probably could hop on, but he got a couple of shows, you know, he just trying to run his shit real quick. You know how J.O.'s business, yo. That man business first, yo.
Yeah.
You know how J.O. is.
Man, that party's run itself, man. Y'all be so phony, acting like y'all so busy. Yo. Don't be doing nothing.
Hey, we be busy, Ty.
Yo, Ty, we busy, Ty.
I ain't busy. Y'all coming here. That's why I ain't coming back no more. Yo. Hey, y'all supposed to be like, it's all vacation. Ty in town. We supposed to be licking up every day. Y'all keep on talking about y'all got work. I ain't coming back, yo.
When you leave, Ty?
Probably sometime this week. Probably Thursday or Friday.
Shit. Well, leave Friday and then show. We all
Let's all go back to Chi Chi show, yo.
I don't be feeling like yo. I got my comedy out the way.
How you gonna talk all that shit? You gonna be like y'all don't want to hang out?
That could be our That could be our last hangout before you dip, yo. Come on, come to Chi Chi.
I'm gonna see.
And you getting it free, yo? Come on, you ain't paying.
You know I'm getting that free. I'm a B-class celebrity out here. Yes.
Come on.
I don't pay nowhere I go.
Now, Bree, I could get you in for free, but I ain't going to lie. She probably just charged you half. So, I could get you half.
I don't mind paying. It's all good.
But
I'll
try to get you. I'll try to get you on the half because I don't be wanting people to come to my door with that bullshit either. So.
Did you make out or you broke even? How you do? You made a couple thousand.
Hey, look, I'm still in Baltimore. You in Texas? All right.
Yo, but your shit was like sold out. I feel like I literally saw like probably two empty seats.
I had at least because that side alone, that side without the curtains, hold 100. Mm-hmm. So she said 100, probably a little over 100. So all of those seats was filled up. So I probably had about at least like 80 to 90 people in there. But I really sold out is having that curtain open. That's why whenever you host a Sully's, niggas be like, y'all, that curtain better be open.
Yeah. Curtain
better be open. But for real, for that curtain to be open, all you need is, yo, you know what?
You need like 20 more people.
20 more, yeah. But you know what? You know what? So crazy, they said that they hold 120. Now I believe them because I did the numbers. If I had like 80 or 90 on that side and it was probably like one or two or three seats empty, then, yeah, that other side really could hold like a 20, 30. Because if I had to put 20 or 30 over there, it'd have been
jam-packed. It'd have been jam-packed. I think it hold like 150, like standing the remote.
Right.
Yo, the Asian dude, funny as shit, yo.
Yo, my man, he gonna be there. Yo, he was so funny. Chi Chi said, yo, she booking him, threw him on the show April.
Huey. Yeah, Huey was in red form, yo.
He was, yo. I told him to get back in his bag, yo. Huey, I told Huey this, right? Because that nigga funny as shit, right? I said, yo, I'm scared of you. I don't want you get nice. He said, why? I said, because you be putting pressure on niggas, yo, because you so different. And then you really grew up with black people. So when people first see you, they don't know you grew up with black people. So that's kind of a little... You literally grew up in Baltimore County with black people and went to Woodlawn High School, one of the craziest schools at the time that was really on some shit.
It's like a Baltimore City County school.
Right, that was like a and for real, and had clout and was fresh.
Yeah.
I think the whole show, bro, y'all was putting pressure, yo. I was I was nervous when I got up there. I was like, oh, y'all coming with the heat. I
was
like,
But you know what? And I did learn this too. And even when I spoke to J.O., like, yo, you really got to pick people that can adapt to you, like your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like your vibe. And I noticed my vibe is like lit vibes. Like I can't do laid back. Like,
yeah. Because like when you got on and the way that Chi Chi was kind of like y'all was dancing together, y'all was vibing. Like that was like my little favorite snippet of y'all. Cause I was like, oh, look at that. That's cute. You could tell y'all have a relationship, you know?
Your set was cool too.
Your set was cool, John. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I ain't gonna lie. When you told me it was tough, I said, okay, yeah. Ty gonna tell you when this shit trash.
Almost made me cry, yo. I was like, they grow up so fast. They grow
up. That was crazy.
Now y'all was bringing that pressure, man. That whole show was dope.
But you came in with your I know what you did. You was slick with it. You came in with the high energy and then start slowing down. Like, all right, that got out of there.
Yeah.
I said, okay, all right. He ain't wanna play with the energy too much.
Yeah, I wasn't going. I try to leave it at like good note for the headline.
And that's I'm gonna keep it real whole time. That's what I was really trying to do. I was like, yo, I really just wanna. I wasn't even making it about me, yo. I was really trying to make it about Rallo, yo. Like I'm like, yo, he's my headliner, bro. I'm setting it up for him. Like I'm making it about him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rallo too, yo. Headliner Rhino Boykins, yo. He definitely did his thing, man. Shout out to my guy.
So then when y'all say y'all have to like put it out for the headliner, does that mean you have to like hold back like with your jokes, with your energy?
Depending on who the headliner is.
Okay. I mean, it depends on like, yeah, how long the show is and stuff like that. So we had like a lot of people on that show. So I didn't want to go up there and try to do 30 minutes when he coming right behind me doing another 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah. And that nigga did his 30. Like, yeah, he was a bit. That's why when I posted him, I said, my man coming to handle business. Yo stuck the business and everything. Yo did a solid 30. Yo went on. That shit was perfect timing because Ty got off the stage. I timed it at exactly 9:28 or 27. You got off the stage. And he got on at like, 9:29 or 9:30 and didn't get off until like 9:57.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, that's how I gotta be, bro. I'll try to set him up real quick, give him a level layup. It was fun, bro. I had fun. I appreciate you for letting me go on.
Yeah, no problem. Man. You already know what's up, bro.
How y'all feel when y'all see like comedians like on their phones having to read from the phone? Like, is that like
at a show?
Yeah, like y'all ever been to a show where y'all see?
I never saw that show. I did that.
Open mics. It take away from the joke unless you get you can kind of spin it into the joke. It'll kind of make it like you can't see it like that. It's not noticeable.
Right.
I mean, I'm gonna keep it real. Is I usually see it at not trying to be like on some racist shit, but I usually see that at like the white rooms. They do that a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't see that at too many like. Black rooms. Well, I'm not even gonna say white rooms. That kind of sounds ignorant.
No, you're right. Because that's how I be for real. You're totally right.
It was to the point where, though, because I done seen niggas that's killing it right now. That's nice. That did it. That be doing it. I ain't gonna lie. I see people do it, but I just don't want to do it. I just feel like it's gonna take away from my.
I think it does too.
Yeah.
You haven't practiced your routine.
But don't get me wrong. It's people that do it and they nice. So. Yeah. That's why I'm not knocking it. It's just not for me. But I've seen people that do it and they nice as shit.
Right.
So
you get on unless you know your fucking act. Like you like, look, I gotta practice. I gotta keep going over and over and over until you got it.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff you gotta work out too for real. Like,
yeah, I was about to say, because it ain't even, yeah, it's like a never ending. You always
work on mixing it up and stuff like that.
I like seeing people jokes grow. Like your tranny joke, that shit banged in there. And I was like, oh shit. You had niggas laughing and saying, what?
Yeah.
I heard a nigga next to me say, yo, why? Yeah. I thought he was cute. Like, hey, that was some shit.
Yeah.
Yo, I try to make it. You gotta make it shocking for real. So
I ain't gonna lie, you do, yo. Yeah,
you do. Then you spin it into a joke.
And then, but this time you sped it up. At your show, you slowed it down. I did notice that. I don't know if that probably made it, tweaked it a little bit, but last time you was at your show, you slowed it down.
I know.
That's why you just banged it right out.
That's why I'm working on it still. I'm still adding to it and trying to tweak it and see like how I can do my set for real. I'm still working on that joke. So I'm trying it all different type of ways.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I peeked out. I was like, okay, this time he just, you hit him right. As soon as you said it, he was cute too. Usually you wait on the cute part. You usually slow it down, let it sink in. They be like, yeah, he was cute. but this time you went straight into it. They laugh. I was like, oh, he got him. But it's cool because the reaction you get is like a laugh with a
it's like what?
Like, because you heard everybody like, huh? What? But they was laughing. He was cute as a button. and then you got him with the tax joke. You said something about, I think, was the tax joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got him with that one too.
You know, I mean, y'all work. I be doing comedy. I be trying to be funny, you know.
But you said yo,
clap in the background. We clap this shit.
Yo, you should have seen this man, right? Yo, you should have seen him, Bree, when we first. And I'm giving Todd's flowers because he gave me my flowers, yo. He really meant that shit after the show. But yo, he was the nigga. Niggas was watching when I was coming up. It was Todd. That's when Todd was skinny as shit at 347 killing the show down there.
I'm still skinny, yo.
Nah, but you was skinny then, yo. You was skinny. You was one of the first niggas I seen really do good at. You and Dink. You and Dink was the first two I saw at 347. That I saw it was like, oh, they funny. Niggas is funny. Okay, it's funny.
Nah, yo, y'all grew, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Everybody was hitting. Like, your set grew. Johnny Boy came on, started the show. He killed it.
Did his thing. What?
Huey Lee killed it. I ain't see Bruce Daddy set. That's the only person I ain't see.
You know, Bruce kind of. He did like one or two.
Bruce was in the fucking audience telling me like, to my show. I had to buy a cookie. He literally was like, no, I'm not moving until you cash in this show. I was like, okay, cool. You got it.
Yo, one thing about Bruce, though, he gonna sell them tickets, y'all.
Yeah.
He another hand-to-hand. Like me, yo, another hand-to-hand. Yo, he definitely gonna sell some tickets, y'all.
Yeah.
That man definitely gonna sell some tickets. That's what I'm saying. One thing I'm gonna say about Bruce, y'all.
You were like engaging with the audience, like you had jokes for people. Like, you was like, I think you said something to a girl, and you were like, oh no, don't be trying to say it like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of, you know, was incorporating that into your set. It was cool. Then you was like asking a guy who like had his feet up and shit, like he was looking all chill. You said something about that. It was funny.
Yeah, nah, that's dope. Bree was next to me in the club, like, yo. She was just looking at me all amazed, like, I can't believe you funny. I was like, Bree, what did you talk about?
Yo, Bree was drunk.
Yo, because I forgot Bree never saw. I'm thinking Bree saw me before. She's like, I never saw you in that element.
Yo, Bree was drunk. She kept walking to the bathroom. She like, Todd, where the bathroom? I'm like, yo, I just told you three times. Right there.
The door was the door to the bathroom. Oh, it was a lot.
Yo, they ain't even know who you was. Yo, look, let me tell you something. I will tell you this when you around comedians, Bree. So you got to let them know first, like, what you do, because if you don't let
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No.
What you mean? Finish your thought.
No, look, let me tell you. Wait till you hear me out, right? So Bree was with me, but she was talking to everybody. So at first, he was giving you looks at people like, yo, who this? So I do podcasts with her.
Oh,
you get it? Because at first they thought she was on some like.
People. I was telling people I was on a podcast with you.
All right. So then you go, she.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they ain't got to give them. They hold. You ain't got to give
them.
Your
life story.
My name is Bree. I grew up in Baltimore. I do irresponsible behavior podcast.
Gustavo, the people that I was sitting with, they told me they used to work with you.
Oh, yeah, they did. Damn, them niggas was telling you that shit.
Yeah, they, because I was like, who you here to see? You know, that whole type of shit. And they're like, oh, and I'm here for John. I was like, oh, me too. He and I on the podcast together. And then he was like, oh, yeah, we used to work together. He was like the funniest nigga at work. Like,
oh, damn, my niggas, yo. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, yo. Y'all must have really had no funny people at your job.
Yo, crazy.
Yo, the funniest one.
Nah. Like, yo, was cool. What the fuck? Yeah, the fuck? I don't know, yo. Shit, man. That's what you want to call it, yo.
Yeah, oh, man.
I like how he said that. I'm the funniest. I'm going to take that. Yeah. I'm glad he said that. Which one was it? The one that was when you first got there?
I was drunk, so I don't remember names. Oh, but yeah, but definitely the one that was sitting like exactly next to me.
Did you get some numbers?
That was Daryl. That was Daryl. Shout out to my man Daryl.
Did you get some numbers, Bree?
I ain't get no numbers. I got some Instagram changes, but no numbers. You know, you know I'm chilling.
You got some DMs? You got some DMs yet?
I'm chilling. You being nosy, Ty. You got me on the, you know what I mean? Well,
we need to have an episode just going down your DMs. We need
that. Nah, yo, you know what? We need to get the next one we gotta do a visual, yo.
I've been telling y'all that.
Yo, we gotta do a visual, yo. We can't keep doing it. We got it because they really want to see us, yo. And it's gonna be more. We've been around each other. Now we done win. We just tilted a couple times with each other, y'all. We gotta
bring the visual. So what's going on, man? We missed a lot, bro. What y'all think about Chris Rock getting slapped by Will?
Well, now how I feel about it now, it kind of died down a little bit. I think it's like both ways. I think number one, Chris Rock maybe should have eased up on it if he knew it. If he knew them like that, he should have just chilled on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Like, but at the same time, I do think where was OD by smacking him? Like, he ain't have to smack the nigga. Like, come on, yeah.
Did y'all peep that?
What?
He was laughing at the joke at first.
Yeah, but he
oversaw that she was upset, and then he did the whole like. Oh,
I think we'll be simping. I used to be in denial.
Duh,
he's simp. Yeah,
that's Russell Wilson Senior right there.
No, but I love Will.
I like Will, but he be simping, yo. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, well, something wrong with that, but ain't nothing wrong with admitting he be simping.
I thought it was fake at first, for real. I was like, what the heck's going on here? Then yo sat back down. My wife.
But do y'all feel that was justified though?
No, it wasn't. That
nah, yeah. Because once I heard the joke and I got it, I was, and I'm gonna keep it real. The joke was actually funny.
It was okay. It wasn't hilarious.
No, yo, I'm sorry. After I watched a couple of YouTube videos and it was like, well, G.I. Jane, this is the lady from G.I. Jane. I'm like, oh shit, that was funny.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't all that. It wasn't justified for him to slap him, though.
But I don't like the backlash. Like, I don't like people disrespecting Jada, calling her bitch and all that.
I wanted to figure out what he was thinking when Will was walking up there. Like, I would have had, like, karate hands or something. Like, I don't know what's right. Going on. Right?
I was like, when he walked up there, he looked like he was a little pissed off. So it's like, nigga, you weren't prepared. Like,
right. Yo, unbuckled his coat jacket. I'm like, hold up. All right. That's like, that's how you know when you about to, something about to go down. Somebody unbuckled their suit jacket. They be like, yeah. All right, hold up.
And the way he handled it, though, because he just played it cool. He was just like, damn, yo, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me.
Nah. And then, you know, nah. Ain't nothing cool about that, bro.
No, I ain't.
Like, y'all think he should have hit him back?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, I mean, he did handle it. He did handle it the right way because we did look crazy on TV if they did fall on TV.
But he knew who to slap though because he wouldn't have did that.
Definitely would not.
Cat Williams or Kevin Hart or nobody.
Definitely would not. Kevin Hart would have. Yeah. But you never know. So one of them would have probably never. You don't even know if one of them would have probably played with Will like that.
No, they would have probably. They would have still probably said something. He was in the front row. They was probably saying something. Kevin Hart would have pieced up your waistline though, for real. You would have got a 3-piece right to the belt.
Yeah, Kevin was fighting. I don't think Kevin the punk, yo. I don't think Kevin Hart the punk, yo.
How y'all feel about the apology? Like, cause all right, this is my feeling.
They apologized?
To me, like publicly. I feel like you should most definitely apologize to me, like, in person. You feel what I'm saying? Or, like, on the phone, like, by ourselves and shit. So, I mean, how do y'all feel about the whole public apology and him?
He needed it. I mean, he was going to have to apologize. He smacked somebody on national TV.
Yeah.
He apologized, like, 2 times.
Do y'all think it was real about Jada saying, like she wish he would have never did it and all of that shit?
No, because Jada was down there laughing when she smacked
him. I think females be on some, like, females, because I had this done before me, too. Like, females do be on that amping it up, and but if you take it to the extreme, they do be like, nah, that was you. Like, you could have just said something. Like, you ain't had to smack the nigga. They do that.
Man, Jada, can we all acknowledge that Jada is the problem here? All right, right? We all know, we see that Jada.
Yeah, no,
problem.
We know that. We know that.
Okay, all right, then. All right.
But Will got man up, yo. I ain't gonna lie, I don't like to see him like that, yo. He got really man up.
Yo,
though.
We got cancel Jada, yo. I'm bringing He Man Woman Haters Club back, yo. We coming back full fruition. About to drop the T-shirts next month. He Man Woman Haters Club, man. He Man Woman Haters Club. Free Will Smith.
I definitely think she's in love with him. I think she just with him because they've been together for a long time.
Sometimes that's how it be. That's why you gotta be careful. You can't love is blind. And then take over, yeah. Yo, that's the realest song ever, y'all.
What else you got this week, Britt?
I got some ladies coming on with me tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, it's gonna be a cool little vibe. We got a couple little topics. Make sure y'all tune in.
What y'all talk about? Y'all talk about the roses.
We talking about yeah. All of that.
You're crazy.
Horrible decisions. Horrible. Yeah,
exactly.
Wait, they you say you interviewing them?
Yeah, pretty much. But you are know, we just talking shit, really.
Y'all gonna be in person or y'all doing it on Instagram?
We doing it on here, like on just on the podcast.
They like dominatrix girls or something like that. They should come in like full costume.
Oh, so you got another one of this at?
Yeah, I have my own podcast, Gustavo.
No.
I know you got it, but I didn't know that you was doing it in the. I didn't know you was doing it in this app. So how I tune in? Can you send me the link?
It's on Apple Podcasts. You got Apple phone, right?
Subscribe to my podcast, Gustavo.
Right.
All right. Hold on. Bro.
As a co-host of the show.
All right. Hold on. I got to look at it, Apple Music, right? And go to radio.
Go to podcast. He don't even have a. He don't even listen to this. Free. That's the problem.
Oh, I see it. Oh, shit. Oh, we right here. Oh, we right here. It was going to be behavior. We lit. Yo, we is lit.
Yeah, I never look at that.
No, I'm looking at it. Kevin Hart got a podcast too, and so does Down There Rollins.
Duh. All right, yeah. I'm glad you discovered podcasts. You've only been podcasting for like.
Don't call me white girl.
Yes, she got one too.
Oh, from Ty Funny. Oh, y'all shared these with me. It says shared with Ty Funny.
Yeah, because we probably.
Yo, boy, let your dog out. What your son be doing? Your son terrorizing the dog.
No, that's the dog just wanting to get out, man.
What kind of dog you have?
That is not my dog. This is my people. This is not my people. This is my people's dog, and I just take care of it because I'm here.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a mixed breed. I forgot the name. It's a small dog. It was expensive. It was like $1,200.
Why men never want to claim the small dogs?
Cause... I mean, it's not my dog. That's why I ain't claiming it. Like, it's not my dog. Like. And people be saying, I sound miserable when I be saying that.
If it was a pit bull or something, he'd be like,
yeah,
that's
my nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
My
man's a word. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah,
that's my guy.
I still be friendly with him, though. I still be like, you know what I'm saying, patting him and whatnot. And, you know, shit like that.
How y'all feel about T.I. doing comedy, y'all? Have y'all been seeing these fucking latest videos of him and his stand-up?
He got booed in New York. But I was like... I think it's dope. He did enough the way though he can get on the mic and she already kind of he a funny personality anyway. So yeah. I think it kind of translates into comedy. But like, now you just gotta write jokes. You just can't be like a public speaker.
Yeah. I think he gonna be cool, but I think he gotta
he just gotta keep working at it.
Yeah, just keep working at it. And then he gotta, in my opinion, like he gotta be around some open micers, not the big time comedians. He need to go start from the bottom, like go chill with some open micers. Like you see how Walt from Black Ink do? Like Walt don't be around he probably can be around and do be around big timers, but Walt really be out here. Walt be in Baltimore. Like so Walt, he's smart. He like, man, I'm starting from an open micer. Like I ain't letting just cause I'm on TV make it seem like I'm bigger or I'm funny off the rip. Nah, he really out here working.
Right. Cause so
that's what T.I. need to do.
it seemed like after that whole like sex scandal shit, whatever, they kind of like ducked off, wasn't really saying nothing. Then he just came out and it's just like, oh yeah, I'm a comedian.
He felt bad from the sex scandal thing.
I mean, people don't. I mean, I don't know if y'all saw this video, but like, it was a comedy routine that he was doing or whatever, and like a girl mentioned the whole like sex thing.
Yeah.
And you know, he was a little pissed off, but then he kind of like played it off, like he kind of, you know, hugged her and like shit like that. But at the same time, it's just like, well, they had that sex scandal. He was ducked off. We ain't really hear from him. And then all of a sudden, he was a comedian.
I mean,
like a rebrand. That's what I think. He's rebranding himself.
Oh, so I don't know.
You think he did it?
You think he did it?
I don't think you want to walk in the car with a sex scandal. Like, that's not a smart rebrand.
But speaking of that sex scandal, I don't think he raped nobody. I think the girl was probably with it. Something went wrong, and now she beefing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say I think he did it, but you know how you just try to like try to defuse the situation. You're trying to make the thing so that just like he's just rebranding himself, you know, and trying to like, oh, let me become a comedian. Let me do it this way. I thought. I don't know.
He just better get these jokes up.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's all that matters. I'm gonna keep it real. As a comedian, that's the only way he gonna get respect is if he get funny. That's the only way. But he got, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, but I think he should really go around a beginning open micers. I mean, if he want to kick it with the celebrities for a little, you feel me? It is what it is.
But he's still like a millionaire, bro. So like,
yeah, it's gonna be hard. Yeah,
you can't just go to hole in the walls like all the time.
Yeah,
maybe in Atlanta he can for real, but they're not. He got to put the work in, bro. He just got to get his funny up. I think
he's slick. Cool. He just trying to be the first rapper to be a comedian. You don't think he's slick? Dang, so that means when he would be.
Yo,
gonna be shining. I ain't going to lie. If he get, you know what, some people probably intimidate because if he get funny, yo, like really funny, it's a rap. Yo can sell out stadiums because he could use... That nigga gonna be the first nigga to watch. He probably gonna be the first one to do a comedy show on the app. We gonna do a concert.
He gonna have a Netflix comedy concert.
I'm telling you, watch.
I wouldn't go. I watch it. No, I'm getting. If I go, I'm getting backstage. I'm a B class celebrity.
Yeah.
I'm going for free.
How you think K Dub feel about it?
I think K-Dub, I mean, that's good for K-Dub. I'd be happy about it for real, because that's bringing more shine. So, you know, every show he got for real, K-Dub pretty much going to be on it.
Yeah.
So, that's like his entourage or some shit.
One of his best friends. He's a comedian, too. He's a pop comedian. He's funny.
Yeah, he's dope, too. Funny.
He was on the TV show and everything, Family Hustle and everything, yeah. One of his best friends a comedian.
Oh, that's cool.
So he got a good little... He worked with the right people. He got Erica Dushes. He got Jay Ski on the team. He got K-Dub. You feel me? He got Nav Green.
Oh, Nav on his squad?
Yeah, Nav be bringing him out too. I mean, T.I. be bringing Nav out too.
Oh, damn.
I'm ready to go down there and get on T.I.'s squad for real. I'm all up for drugs. And bitches.
I like drugs and bitches too, T.I. I like drugs and bitches.
Dang. Okay. So what y'all got going on this week? We just wanted to hit a quick one right quick. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. Y'all,
yeah, I'm glad we hopped on.
Yeah, y'all off suspension now.
We need
Bree be talking about some. She working all the time. Bree, you ain't got
yo,
no
right.
Bree,
what's up?
Bree,
yo,
ain't got no job.
Yo, come on, no. We on the next week. We the one who set up Monday for you, Bree, and then don't nobody be on the Monday.
Look, I'm coming better next week. I promise, and I'm here today. So
you're right. Yeah, that's all that matters. We go ahead. We just gotta get on J.O.
Yeah, J.O. fired. You got
yo missed a whole lot.
He gotta go to HR.
Yo, my birthday coming up, right? And I'm skydiving. Yeah. Y'all did it?
Oh, that's
nah, lit. I never did it.
That sounds so fun. Who you going with? Your boyfriend?
like, yeah, I'm going by myself. I'm dead ass.
Oh. You know what you're about
to... Yeah. I'm do it alone, just tired. You feel me?
Oh, I thought you paused like you was going with your boyfriend.
No, I'm really going by myself.
Your one died so bad. You just try to do anything to get your rocks back, get your groove back, get your thrill seeking on. I feel you, Bri. I'm all with that.
Yo, Bri, you gonna have fun. You gonna be lit.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I wanted to do it before.
Which one you going to?
I saw a Groupon, and it's the one in like near BWI.
Oh, be careful, because this on the loose. This lady fell 125 feet because her foot got tangled in the rope.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Bro, you gonna survive. You gonna survive. Yes. Just you got that wave, bro. You can just flap that bitch out. You be good. You'll grind that. Flap that wig out. Yeah, get down to the ground.
Yeah, I was like, yo, it's not sure enough. Like, might have to get some braids. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, tie in some braids.
My fucking shit fall off. Mm-mm.
My God, just tie a shoestring around it. Like, you be good. Now you need that. That's gonna be your emergency parachute, just in case anything go wrong. You got the wig. Flap that bitch out. Foof, foof. All right, Zaya, we gotta get up sometime. What's your schedule like, man?
I ain't gonna lie. Chat. I'm gonna hit you because I gotta get up in the morning tomorrow.
Right. I'm glad you're awake. You ain't got that. Right. Turn your sleep apnea machine on, Gustavo.
Nah, nigga, I'm only up because I'm still from the hype from Saturday.
Aww.
That's it, days, man. So, when the next one?
June 18th. I'm gonna tell y'all the headline. I'm trying to get y'all the headline about this the end of this week. Definitely gonna let y'all know. It's definitely gonna be another dope show. Popular Saturdays. Y'all pull up.
All right, you got drop the event bright, bro. So they get the early bird tickets, man.
Straight up. You doing that?
All right, spicy. Bri, Skeezy. All right, Gustavo. I have y'all in the group chat. All right, Ty,
guys, on Thursday, right? Because we're all going to Sully's.
Yo, we going. Come on, right, Ty. Come on, Ty.
I will let you know if my schedule. If my schedule allows, I will be there.
All right, okay. Perfect. Yeah, no. Let me tell you something. When you envision Ty now, just think of P. Diddy. Because you're really on his P. Diddy shit right now.
Yo, I'm not on Diddy, yo. I'm not trying to make the bang, yo.
He is a producer, executive vibe right now. I'm telling you.
St. Louis, we coming down there.
See?
May 20th. All right, I'll holler at y'all later.
All right, man, I'll holler at you. All right. Sure is.